You can see me. what you do to me.
Want to count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. An idea, we can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better?
We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my realtor. Real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone. Still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I'd just get off a bogey. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Welcome to Radio Free Medford, hosted daily at 1 p.m. on Sundays. You are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been an alright morning. It snowed. Not sure who signed on to that one. But in any case, it should be a good week. Sorry, we're just trying to get the next song ready. But yeah, again, we're daily on Sundays. My coast-to-coast Theo is not here at the moment due to being in New York. So we've been all abandoned. But the good news is, I don't know, I guess I'm here. That's good. Anyway, folks, hope you enjoy your Cigarette in Your Bed by My Bloody Valentine. up next, circa 1792 by Pavement.
Off my second set. Yes! See myself come running back. See myself come running back. Running back, running back. Running, running, running back. See myself come running back. See myself come running back. Running back, running back. Running, running, running back.
Up next is Belle and Sebastian.
Hello with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be your Ferdinand and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking and no towns can you take. Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie May. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 380. Catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed. He's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. In the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Up next is Blind Faith.
I'd like to do an album out by the Rolling Stones called Under My Thumb.
Under my thumb, the girl you have a good way. this fat man and I'm the one. 100 to 1 says I wouldn't react, but I'm the one in 100 who would swing right back. Yes, I'm the one. Thousands of steps and staircases to climb, thousands of men you're most likely to climb, and yet I'm the one. 10,001, could I possibly bet? I'm compelled by your love and I haven't lost yet. Clearly you're the one. Don't gleam in the spent, you're left with none.
Dear listeners, we're also sorry for that. Technical issues. They should be all fixed now.
After this.
folks, that was Eisenbra and Big Business, Talking Heads, I think off the new extended version of Stop Making Sense, so probably one of the alternate recordings, because they're recorded at multiple places. Anyway, it is time for our hourly PSA, and it's about discovering nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets the same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Never can forget the great outdoors, folks, as much as we may want to. As any listener of Radio Free Medford knows, it is now time for Book Talk, your weekly update on the reading materials. Theo is not here, but I will speak on his behalf, as any good friend does, because Theo has been reading a book which he really likes, and that book has a name. And its name just so happens to be Imagined Communities, Reflections on the Origin and Spread of Nationalism. And he says it's about how the ideas of community and nationalism changed how people experience time and how your connection to a nationality would therefore expand from your connection to a village, and therefore you'd expand your connection to the world, and how it would all interrelate, I think. Anyway, he's really hot on it, so if you want to give it a read, you should. I have also read books in the past week. I started and finished A Personal Matter by Kenzaburo Oe. A wonderful book. Not sure if I can talk about it on air, but I would recommend it to anyone that enjoys a good fiction book. And all his other writing is very good as well, so it's definitely worth read. And I started High Caucasus, A Mounting Quest in Russia, so it's kind of this guy walking in the Caucasus, and it's solid. It's not amazing, but it's good, and it's easy to read, so that's kind of nice. And then I've also this morning started The Culture of a Revolution, A Very Short Introduction by Richard Kurt Cross. I think it's actually a very good book. I admittedly know embarrassingly little about The Culture of Revolution, but I think the person is telling the truth, and that's good. You need to trust your author. But yeah, the whole actually series, Very Short Introduction, seems quite interesting. It's kind of like a long-form Wikipedia, but actually done by an expert, and also you're reading it on paper, so you kind of actually retain it better. So I might look into that more. But yeah, it's actually a gift from my friend Theo, who's not here because he's abandoned me, but he got 20 copies of this or something for some reason. But it's good. And the author also wrote another book that my friend Theo likes called Brushes with Power, Modern Politics, and the Chinese Art of Calligraphy, which sounds fascinating, but also perhaps horribly academic. Anyway, that has been enough of me talking at you. Next up is going to be Dental with This is a Dream of Evan and Chan. I hope you enjoy, folks. accidental, for those with a keen ear, I suppose. That is the singer from famed indie band Death Cab for Cutie. Oh, no. Yes, and then up next is going to be the Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet, which could have been their only song, because they actually do some other good songs. But anyway, I hope you enjoy.
In the world is not enough, and all the
thank you so much for being here. You're still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been Isaac. Theo has been missing. This is, again, Radio Free Medford, daily Sundays. We're not weekly Sundays at 1. And we have a wonderful new show coming on up right for you guys. And hope you enjoy. Have a wonderful week.